Okay, a little short animated film or and POL. Just a thing there, so, you know, people I got to think here. Yeah, I mean, this is about modern people thinking that it was, you know, it's better now than in the past, and people were not so happy in the past because they didn't have all these amenities that we have now. And then you go back to the past, and people sit there and they have a sustainable life. Now we're talking about Sweden here. I think that not so long ago they had, before cars came and all of that stuff, and electricity. You know, you traveled with your horse or bulls, and you built your own house. Someone in your village produced clothes, and you grew this, you grew that, and you had what you needed. It was locally self-sufficient. I don't think we need to go that far back to see that. So anyway, I just thought of a little short sketch or something. Where you have these modern people standing there with all their fancy technology and their big factories with their big chimneys and, you know, the whole thing. Wind power and coal power and nuclear power, wires everywhere in the sky, and the airplanes and the this and the that, and the smoke, and the city. And you know, yeah, you can speak about ecology and sustainability, and gradually reaching there with our great technology, we're going to do it. And then we go back in time, and you have this house there in the small village, you know, the Swedish red house with the white corners and windows. And they turn on electricity for the first time. And discuss, you know, yes, but it's fantastic. You just need to switch a little button and there's light. No need for oil or candles or kerosene.
And the other one says,
yeah, but where does it come from? These big things, machines and factories, look what they do to our nature. Show this dam, and then from below there, and you see a little fish splashing over the edge of the dam up there and coming, falling down, yoop, and smack on the ground. And you can go to the future again and continue like that. No, I don't think it's possible. It's ecology and sustainability. This is, you know, I have an industrialist talking. That's just old-fashioned romantics. Well, we could switch to the future. ...2030 or something. People sit there and they live basically just like the ones in the old one there from the year 1900 or something. Same kind of building, but a little modern, pictures on the wall or something like that. A future version of that, and that house still stands. Maybe someone says, good, we kept this place. And he says, yeah. And these good old houses, they are built to stand and give us shelter. And they are not using electricity. And they are having an open fire there. And she is kneading bread. Something like that.